The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Joseph Adekoka, has described the decision by the MPP to boycott the ongoing National Economic Forum as a stab in the back of Ghanaians. According to him, the posture of the NPP leadership offends the perception that it has been destructive and outmoded with modern-day politics. We have him on the line to shed light on his comments. You're welcome, Mr. Adekoka.
Thank you.
So why do you say the decision by the MPP to boycott the forum is a stab in the back of Ghanaians? Don't you think they have the right to take such a decision?
Oh, listen, Ghana at the moment is at a crossroad. And all of us, the hopes on all of us to come together to get things right. And they've been invited to come on board, and they've boycotted it. And that is in their nature. If you look at all major things that happens to this country, the MPP will boycott it because they are not the people in the driving seat. And that is the reason why I'm saying that they are stabbing Ghanaians in the back. At the end of the day, they are supposed to go and look for the mandate of the Ghanaian people so they can govern the country. And if there's something that all of us wants to put our heads together to ensure they have a common platform to move this country forward, if you don't turn up, they have no moral right to come and talk about the economy of this country and also to want to serve this country. Because the penitent of boycotting, we have passed that age. We have passed that age in that kind of protest. They could have gone to the forum ground and make up their case rather than just sitting and then wanting to criticize whatever is going on. No. It's unacceptable.
But Mr. Adekoka, don't you think government could have further engaged them to attend the forum, to convince them to attend the forum?
It's not a matter of them being convinced. It's a national duty, right? You have to put your parochial interests behind. If government gave you a short notice, look, it happens everywhere. Once you have the heart, the love of this country in your heart, then you have to turn up. And at that point, you can make up your point, or you can draw government attention. But don't forget that before, as far back as 2-3 weeks ago, the vice president made a statement that there's going to be a national forum. The president also said that somewhere on one of his tours. And then just Thursday, the vice president, when he was in Texas, also made a call on that. So everybody knows that something of that sort is going to turn up. In case you have been given a late information, no, you should have turned up. Then you went to ask your members who were willing to come as Ghanaians, right, not to turn up. That's the Honorable Osafo Mafo. He was willing to come because I had been informed earlier on. Don't forget, government had already touched base with most of the participants. So I think that was petty on their part to use that. And then the other argument was that the government had gone to sign a bailout policy with the IMF, which turned out not to be true. And that was a lame duck excuse. So for me, they stabbed everybody in the back. And we don't expect them to come on board to talk about anything regarding the economy, because they were given the opportunity to do so, and they failed woefully.
And you're also saying that the MPP, after boycotting the forum, lack the moral grounds to criticize the government's handling of the economy. Are you not taking things too far?
No, that is correct, because they were given the opportunity, all of us, everybody, and now the forum is still on, right? So what are you going to say after the event? What are you going to say? Anything I have to say, you were given a platform to come and say, and you refused because you claim you had a late invitation. So what are you going to now, are you going to call a press conference, come and tell us of the alternative? No, you are supposed to come to the forum as Ghanaians. We wanted this to be non-partisan, but rather to be a whole nationalistic affair. And then they have decided that they want to play the political card. And we are saying that, look, until we get out of this pettiness, until we get out of looking at everything with a political lens, this country will not move forward. We have come to the state that we should put this pettiness, this political, fight between us, down the drain, and we move on.
So, Mr. Adekoka, are you saying that if the NPP holds a news conference to react to the outcome of the forum, The NDC, and for that matter, government is not going to respond.
No, we will not take them serious.
But you will respond.
No,
won't
why
you?
Should we? Why should we? The opportunity has been given to them and they haven't turned up. So why should they go and stand behind and throw stones into the soup? No, we are not interested. I mean, it's not too late. Between now and Friday, they have every opportunity. And they'll be welcome to this forum.
All right. We thank you so much for talking to us. We have the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Joseph Adekoka.